Good morning. New York City's annual Gay Pride Parade began on Sunday with a moment of silence for the victims of the massacre at Pulse, the Orlando gay nightclub, earlier this month. Pulse owner Barbara Poma, on top of a Stonewall Inn float, led the parade. Some marchers wore T-shirts which said gays against guns. There was a float from the Callan Lord Community Health Center. An NYPD marching band carried Happy Pride Day signs. Politicians were out in number. Governor Cuomo with Hillary Clinton. Marchers with a rainbow banner wore purple, red, and orange T-shirts which said Love Trumps Hate. Nearby New York City Council members from throughout the city, Melissa Mark Vivodito, Danny Drum, Jimmy Van Bramer, Jimmy Vaca, Margaret Chin, Ben Kalos, Rory Lantzman, Richie Torres, Antonio Reynoso, and others were all on the march. Amidst a sea of rainbow flags and signs with the hashtag #WeAreOrlando, a contingent wearing white veils on the march held up portraits of people murdered in Orlando, chanting Love Trumps Hate. While crowds of onlookers stood a dozen deep along Fifth Avenue, the LGBTQ community occupied the street in a sit-down. They chanted, "How many more have to die?" On the papal plane, Francis told a group of journalists on Sunday that the Catholic Church and Christians owe gays an apology for the way the church treated them in the past. When asked if he agreed with recent comments by a top advisor that the church should apologize to gays, Francis said homosexuals should not be discriminated against, and he added, "I think the church must not only apologize to a gay person it offended, but we must apologize to the poor, to women who have been exploited, to children forced into labor, apologize for having blessed so many weapons." And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. In the wake of Brexit, Britain's vote to exit the European Union, people have been reporting incidents of racism in London against Polish arrivals. Francis, on that plane ride, called for the European Union to come up with creative new ways to stay together. Bridges are better than walls. Britain's Labour Party leader, Jeremy Corbyn, is facing a revolt from some of his party's legislators, with accusations from his own party that he led a weak campaign in Britain's EU referendum. Corbyn is the leader in Britain who stands for ending austerity, protecting workers' rights, blocking welfare cuts, scrapping tuition fees, creating a national education service, and withdrawing from NATO and scrapping Trident nuclear weapons. He was elected 9 months ago as leader of the Labour Party. Now he is facing a motion of no confidence, but seems to still have Labour Union backing. Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon suggested the Scottish Parliament could be able to keep Britain from leaving the EU. On Sunday, she told the BBC that she would ask the Scottish Parliament not to give legislative consent to removing Britain from the EU. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Brussels and London today as the world is grappling with implications of Britain's historic vote to leave the European Union. And finally, the Democratic Platform Drafting Committee wrapped up its work this weekend with gains and losses to the progressive community. While the draft says Americans should earn at least $15 an hour, it falls short of making this the minimum wage or linking the 15 to inflation, which is what Bernie Sanders wanted. In the draft, there is not a call for a Medicare for all single-payer health care system or for a carbon tax to address climate change, and there is no ban on fracking. In addition, Sanders, who opposes the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, was unable to get language into the document opposing the trade deal. This, even though Hillary Clinton says she opposes this deal, putting it into the document would have put the platform at odds with President Barack Obama. However, the draft endorses steps to break up large Wall Street banks. It urges an end to the death penalty, and the document calls for the expansion of Social Security. The draft now goes to the full platform committee for final approval at a meeting in Orlando, Florida on July 8th and 9th, then a vote at the convention in Philadelphia in late July. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said he wanted the platform to reflect his goals. James Zogby, one of Sanders' supporters on the committee, said, "We lost some, but we won some. We got some great stuff in the platform that has never been in there before." Sanders, in a statement, says he was disappointed and dismayed that the group voted down the measure opposing the TPP, but he was pleased with proposals on Glass-Steagall and the death penalty, and he vowed to fight on. He said, "Our job is to pass the most progressive platform in the history of the Democratic Party." On Friday, Bernie Sanders said he would vote for Hillary Clinton, the presumptive nominee in the fall election, but so far he stopped short of fully endorsing her or encouraging his millions of voters to back her candidacy. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.